Welcome back, joined now by really an institution here in Long Beach. Shirley Weil, columnist for the last 15 years for the Press-Telegram, writes twice a week, Scene at the Scene, the social column. Shirley, what a pleasure to have you here at Straight Talk.
Thank you.
What does it feel like writing two columns a week?
I actually now write three columns a week, and I love it. I enjoy it very much. I've never grown tired of it. Every time I sit down at the typewriter, it's something positive. That's a good feeling.
Well, in your columns, you cover so many groups that are doing so many good, important things, all under our theme of this tonight's show of making a difference. The groups in your columns are truly making a difference.
They are. They definitely are. I was trying to think of if there was any one column, any one group, and the volunteers work in so many areas. There is no one group that is better than another or does more. The smallest is as great as the largest. It's a great feeling.
But part of the dynamism of our community, and in fact, America generally, is the volunteerism, the volunteer groups that make a difference.
Their belief system. They really believe in what they're doing.
And government can't and shouldn't do it alone.
No. The enthusiasm, the spark of life, I think, comes from the support from the volunteers to a large extent. I believe that very strongly.
And I know you are the founder of the Steel Magnolias, which has played such an important role in supporting the Stramsky Center at Miller Children's Hospital.
That came about, a dear friend of mine, my closest friend for many years, for 25 years or so, actually started the Stramsky Center, and that was for birth defects and children with very severe chronic problems. When she passed away, her program almost went under, and so they needed money, and so here
we go. And they're going to be having an open house in January 29th. We'll talk more about that as the date approaches, but they do remarkable work. And you've recently started this third column to which you referred, Beach Scene. Tell us about that.
Beach Scene supports the volunteers and organizations in the beach communities, most specifically Belmont Shore, Seal Beach, Naples, the Peninsula, and so forth. It's a little bit more expanded than the Scene at the Scene. Scene at the Scene is social and charitable. Beach Scene is concentrated on the beach areas and volunteer as a whole, so it's not as limited to social engagements.
But as we both, and we've talked about this at great length, all of us can make a difference in our communities, no matter how big or small. Everyone can do something to make their community better.
And I think that by giving them a pat on the back, giving them a little bit of recognition, that's not why they do it, but it's
exactly.
Nice to have it.
Exactly. Well, among the many outstanding organizations in our community is Leadership Long Beach. I was fortunate enough to participate in Leadership Long Beach class of 2002. They have a wonderful dinner each year honoring certain outstanding members of the community. This past year, the honorees were Mayor Eunice Sato and Van Caesar. And it's a fundraising event, but it's also thanking these extraordinary people. Mm-hmm. And we were there, and let's take a look. We're here with Mayor Eunice Sato, who's being honored at the Leadership Long Beach Award of Excellence Dinner. Mayor Sato and Van Caesar are both the honorees tonight, together with the late Jim Ackerman. And they've all done so much for our city, and Mayor Sato has been a dear friend for many years. And Mayor Sato, how does it feel to be the honoree of such a wonderful evening?
Well, it's turning out to be a very exciting event, but I still feel very humble that I don't deserve all this to do that's going on tonight.
Well, the selection committee felt that they wanted to honor you, and I'm so glad that they did, because you were the first female mayor of the city of Long Beach.
Yes, I guess that was an accomplishment, and I took that very seriously because I was the first. I figured I better not fail. I better do good for those who are to follow. And I don't think that I did too badly. I think that's been proven because we have a female mayor now.
And in the 20 years or so since you've been mayor, you've seen the city really blossom. And what are your thoughts about Long Beach in 2004?
Well, I think it has a way to go. First of all, they have the financial problems. And I think there are problems in terms of the infrastructure that the people are really concerned about, the roads, you know, sidewalks, tree trimming, and the gangs that are on the streets. That is a persistent problem. I think it's trying to be addressed now, but it's very difficult, and I'm not sure, but I sure hope they're successful.
Well, Mayor Sato, thank you for your many years of service to the city of Long Beach, and congratulations on this very special award.
Thank you very much. I consider it special, but still kind of undeserving, but I'm excited. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. You got to love that woman.
Absolutely.
She is a gem. Well, Shirley, let me ask you something personally. For 18 years, you've been going to these very elaborate parties, some less elaborate, but what's it like constantly being in the company of these people that are working as volunteers, chairing dinners, going to dinners? What sense do you get out of interacting with these people on such a regular basis?
I think that I come in contact with the very best people. People who give of themselves have a wonderful energy that they give to others around them. I never fail when I go to an event to leave with my heart full, because they are doing wonderful things, all of them. All of them are doing very good things. And so it's a very rewarding thing to do.
And there is a different dimension to people that, quote, get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You hear the phrase so often, I believe in giving back to my community. But they believe that, and it's a very good thing. What would the community be without them?
And go ahead.
Each of the parties I go to, you know, some people have asked, does it get boring and so forth? I suppose it would if I went all the time. But I think that one of the things that happens for me is I walk in and I can feel the energy of the crowd. Each party has its own personality. Each is different, and it becomes apparent very quickly.
Shirley Wild, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And thank you for joining us. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and other fine sponsors. Support the quality sponsors who support Straight Talk.